then went off to school in Bolton. Lots of friends there. I talked about the rock climbing and the hill walking, and I got into geography. Partly enjoyed it. It was the outdoorsy thing, and you did geology in there as well, so that sort of all came along. I mean, the school was in Bolton, and you've got to think of this in terms of how the Greater Manchester and Lancashire breaks down. So there are areas which are very much football areas. So Manchester itself, Bolton, moving north, Blackburn, Burnley, Preston, very much strong football areas. You come a little bit west, and you get Wigan and Lee, St Helens, Widnes. You're really into the rugby league. So the school I went to has got people coming from all over, including a whole tranche of people who've come from this rugby league area. At school, you're playing football, and it's done by age group. So you're either in the 11 or 14, in terms of numbers, squad that play football at that age group. And if you're not, you're not doing anything, quite frankly. So by the time I was getting into the sort of fifth form, and I was not one of the ones who was going to be in the first 11 or the second 11. So by the time we're getting into the fifth form, there's a group of the rugby league lads have got together, and they've got together with a French teacher. Sorry, a teacher of French. He was a South Walian, Harry Taylor. He was not particularly tall, but of course he was Welsh, and they talked to him the right way. And yes, we could do rugby. So very much as an adjunct on the side of all the football, we started playing rugby at school, and quite a few of the rugby players in the years above were also geographers. So all these things come together then, in terms of you know these guys, and they're doing geography, so you're doing geography, and it all went together. Harry Taylor was just a brilliant. He was brilliant as an individual. He certainly got me into French and through French. I would never have approached French at all without him. He was quite a diminutive but very stocky guy. And oh, I remember him taking one guy who'd been messing around in class, and he said, "Williams boy, I'm going to take a hammer and I'm going to drive it on your head. No, I'm going to take an axe and I'm going to sharpen your legs and drive you into the ground until your head is where I can kick it." this lad was trembling by the end of it. But no, he was great, and he got me into French, and yeah, sorted me into the language, and I was fine after that. Whereas I've been very half soaked, because the French teacher we'd had up to there was very, she was a wavy daisy female who was everybody just messed her around all the time, really. So, and it's this association that. It's not the teacher that's the problem, it's the subject. So I don't like French, whereas once Harry Taylor had come in and got a grip on the class, then you liked French, so you were going to do it. So we played a lot of rugby, and with these guys as well. So one of the geography teachers was very much into the sort of outward bound, did a lot of hill climbing and what have you, but also did sailing, dinghy sailing. So he, as well as doing the rugby, they got in the summer months, they would also do dinghy sailing on some of the reservoirs. So dealing with him, and he'd been to ABBA. Well, that just meant that was fine. If he'd been, it was good enough for him, it was good enough for me. So I just applied, and yeah. It actually turns out that ABBA at that time, ABBA Ustwyth at that time, was probably, I don't know, one of the top five universities for geography. And the way they were sending graduates out to other colleges to for their PhDs and then lectureships beyond it, it was just a brilliant time to have been there. So that worked well. And Aberystwyth was a total change. Well, was it a total change? You're at that stage where you, whether you know it or not, you're ready for leaving home. And bear in mind, I'd been through a system that, you know, you went up to 11 plus. Oh, you've got your 11 plus, right? You go and do grammar school and you do GCSEs, O-level GCSEs. And you've got enough O-level GCSEs, right? Now you do A-levels, right? Now you do A-levels, right? You go to university. So it's just like the treadmill of next up, this is where you go to. So it was sort of expected I would go. Nobody else in the family had been before, but I was going. And I knew enough other people. And interestingly, there were some of the guys who I played rugby with were a year or so ahead of me at ABBA. So when I went there, one of the first things when I got a place was to ring one up and say, well, what do I do about digs now? Because I've got no hall accommodation booked. And he said, oh, well, I'm in digs and I know there's one of the blokes from last year has left, so I'll give them a call and see if his room's... Yeah, it was, so fine. So I went down with Tony Hall. He played number seven whilst I was propping, you know, so... a funny lad, you know, but no, he was a mate who was down there. And of course, when you get down there, you've got all his mates and you just sort of tag along with them for the first 5 or 6 weeks until you realise that, well, actually, there's all these other people in your year that are just as, if not more interesting, because they're actually a bit boring, these guys. They're all just Lancastrians from round South Lancashire, and all they do is drink and talk rugby all the time, you know, whereas, you know, there's some other guys here who don't drink quite as much, talk rugby, but also talk other things, and, you know, so, yeah. So that was sort of my introduction to ABBA, and once you're there, you become very much part of an academic set again. In terms of, you know, these are the lectures, these are the exams that will be at this time. This is what you've got to read, and this is what you've got to, you know. But you don't go home to your mum and dad every night, you know. So it's that's the difference. You've not got you can actually go to the pub and play darts and things like that, you know. So. Yeah, so it sort of went on from there. So, yeah, very, very good 3 years in ABBA. I mean, for the first several years of our married life, I used to say these were the best years of my life, and then get a kick under the table, you know, think, oh, yes, perhaps not. The original university was down in town. The story goes that with the start of the railway era, and certainly in the south and on the southeast, people were building big hotels so that people could get the train from London to the new resort, and they would use the big hotel, and people were making a killing. And I think that's what somebody had the idea within ABBA. They built a big hotel, but nobody came. So it just happened to fit in with when there was one of these drives for a Welsh university at ABBA, so they took over, and that became, and the old college became, for a lot of its life, probably up until the 60s, I think everything was down in town, and then in the 60s, they started to build up the hill up on the Penglice catchment, and a lot of the sciences went up there. Science, all the science labs were up there. Geography, geology, law and econ were up there. The languages, the arts, English literature and what have you. I think most of the Welsh studies, the Celtic studies, stayed down in town. So you got this bottom and top business. A lot of the holes, well, what have you got? A lot of them were on the front. So you have various B&Bs, and then it was a hall, B&B, then it was a hall, and they were just another B&B, but it was Padden or Kerry or whatever they were called, and the girls' hall on the very far end, Alexandra. Once the halls were full, then there was also a lot of people out in digs. So I think these were probably Aberystwyth landladies who'd realised that you were probably as well having students in from September to June as you were just relying on on the summer ones. So there were four of us in digs in Portland Road, which is right in the centre of Aber, and it's the road that runs, I think, WH Smith's on the road that runs up to up to the front. It didn't have the, don't think it had the pier on the end of it. I think that's the next one over. But at the time, it was, oh, there was a big hall on the end. But this was a hall, as in like a concert hall, and was it the King's Hall or something like that? Pub on the corner, which was where you immediately went, you know. It's so myself and a lad called Phil Banks from Stockport, he and I shared a room. He'd rung up just looking for digs, and he said, "All right, if you share a room." Yeah, I've shared a room first year. So the two of us shared a room. Tony Hall got his own room, and Adrian Evans, another little South Walian with a big Zapata moustache, black curly hair, one of the darker skinned Welsh, you know, South Walians. Where was he from? Probably somewhere around Neath or whatever. Welsh is a first language, so had to think when he was talking to these three northerners, you know. It was a I got to know Adrian because he and I both had a Monday afternoon off with lectures. So we'd come back, and ostensibly we'd be working. So the pair of us would be sitting opposite one another in in the room that we had. Each had a bedroom, and then there was like a dining room with chairs that you sat in. And it very soon became apparent that we weren't going to get much work done, so we just sort of chewed the fat and what have you. We had cockroaches in the bathroom, and Adrian used to capture them, and then he'd have them on a biological specimen on a pin, and in the front room where. Where we sat, we had our meals. He each had a locker or whatever, and his locker, he pinned them on the inside of the door, each one he caught, and he named them after Roman emperors, I think it was. He was, yeah, but no, that was good. We were there in the first year, and the key was on a string behind the letterbox, so when you were coming home late, you could put your hand through and open the door and go in. If you were in before 10 o'clock, you got supper. So it was this fine balance between, do you stay and have another pint, or do you get back and have supper? It was not sure which was the preference, you know. legging it in at a minute to 10, and Mrs. Ross saying, just what I expected, you know. Yeah. So that was the first year.
Can I just butt in there? I mean, so basically, you were looked after because it was a hall, and you were new to living on your own.
Yeah.
So that part of it was board and lodge and.
Yeah, you did your own washing, so you took it to the laundrette around the corner. Used to be able to fiddle the laundrette. You put your, it was one of these slide coin slide things in, so you put your 10p piece in. We were decimal by then, just about. and you could slide it in and you could hear the machine catch, and then you could slide it out again and take your 10p back. It was so you got a full grant in those days. Well, a full grant. You got a grant and your parents were meant to make it up, but mum and dad were never going to be in a position where they could make it up. So you worked during the holidays and you knew how much you got to last you for the following term. We're pre-credit card. We're pre-banker's card. So there's no hole in the wall. It's all done on a bank book. And you would go and pay your grant check in at the start of the term, and then was it £5 a week I was allowed for everything to make it work? Yeah, but we're talking so far back that you could make £5 work. So that was your beer, it was your food. You got breakfast at the digs. And you got Sunday lunch, but after that you were and supper, as I've said, if you were in early enough. But after that, your main meals, you were down the Students' Union or several of the cafes round town. Greasy Annie's was the and it all like a transport calf type, you know. It's sausage and chips, bacon and chips, you know, egg and chips. It was so that was Well, you're in the worst part of the, you know, you're not there in the summer, really. And certainly when the storms were rattling in, you didn't really want to be on the front because the waves coming over would be rattling some of the front windows with the gravel they were throwing up. But yeah, it was there. I don't recall us really all rubbing our hands and saying, yeah, let's get down the beach, because it's not that brilliant a beach at Aber. You know, it's most of it's like shingle, isn't it? So, but later, yeah, I was part of the Sub Aqua Club in Aber. So we'd go out from there. And that's where I started snorkeling, really, and been quite happy snorkeling since then, even though I'm not a very good swimmer at all, but you know, it works. I do enough for it to work. So that, and a bit more sailing like we'd done in like we'd done back at college. Didn't follow the rugby up in Aber. Far too many Welsh blokes, far too good rugby players. So I slid back into the soccer side at that stage. Remember, this was the time where Monty Python was all the rage, and they had the football match they had on Monty Python? Bournemouth Gynecologists versus the Long John Silver Impersonators. And so there's all these people with a parrot on their shoulder and on one leg trying to play football. And every time they went to kick it, of course, they fell over. So as well as the proper football leagues within the college, there was also a digs league where you got a group of mates together and you would play. So we got a group of mates together called the Lumberjacks from the Monty Python, you say. Most of them South Lancastrians, sort of from South Lancashire as well. And that worked for a bit. And then you got fed up and said, actually, I'm just getting back in with the same group who do nothing but talk about drinking and rugby league and playing a bit of football now, you know, and they're not very good at football either. So, but interestingly, many years later in work, I'd still got contacts in Aber in the geography department, and we were able to put some work into the department which needed doing from Welsh Water. And when I was up there, I was interested to see that Lumberjacks were still a team in the Digs League, and this must be, what, 20 years after the event. So, yeah.